This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And we're back on the Power Hour with Bill Parrish, candidate for governor, talking about balkanization and destabilization of our society due to massive influx of refugees. And, you know, some of us that are conspiracy analysts, yeah, I mean, there's got to be an end game here because I find it very strange. And I've experienced, in addition to what went on in the late 70s with the people left over from the Vietnam War, I mean, I have friends that worked for Pan American Airlines that have pictures, and I've seen their photos of 747s full of babies from the airlift out of Vietnam. And, you know, we've had periods where we've brought in great waves of refugees for various reasons. Sometimes I can see the reasons. I mean, some of us, you know, think that maybe we've done some destabilization over in the Middle East, which has caused some of these problems. But sometimes, Phil, I have to question whether, this sounds awful, you know, whether some of these people are even refugees. I mean, I don't understand how we can bring large groups of Somalis to the United States, to the state of Minnesota, and yet after they've been here for a while, they all have money for airline tickets to go back and visit Somalia. I'm like, wait a second, if you are a refugee, why would you be flying back to your country? Isn't there like certain standards that you have to meet to be considered a refugee and you wouldn't be welcome back or you wouldn't want to go back? Is that just me or am I...
No, I can tell you direct experience as, you know, my career and in the military, that the majority of these people are not refugees, especially in the definition of what we as Midwestern, caring, loving people, kindness of reaching out, they are not the refugees that we are sold in this notion of our compassion. Absolutely not. The majority of them are pumped into the program for specific reasons by these volunteer agencies and the subcontractors that work for them. The whole program has evolved into state-sponsored human trafficking. There's no wrong short of this. There's no easy way to say it. The reason I'm so confident in that is because I've spent almost 20 years doing the type of work that I do. I specialize in counterterrorism. I specialize in foreign policy. I specialize in helping advise leaders what went wrong, who, what, when, where, why. And many of the things that I've done in my work has been tracking some of the money about where it's going and why and how human trafficking fits in and these human traffickers fit in. I am telling you very comfortably with no fear that the program has evolved into state-sponsored human trafficking. And the day that I realized that about 10 years ago, it was one of the most cold feelings I had sitting in a meeting. I just, and again, this isn't classified stuff. That's part of what's so disturbing to me is this is wide open information that everyone can read, mm-hmm. but people don't want to seem to really cope with it. I'm struggling to cope back just one hair. I want to add a data point to help your friends understand why this is so important. All across the nation, here's a data point with this employee. You mentioned employers, and is it about having employees? You have to ask yourself a question, especially in Minnesota. We're one of the most heavily populated education systems in the entire nation.
Right.
Everywhere you go, there's a school, college, university, vo-tech, junior college, heavily populated. And the narrative we're sold is our employers can't find any workers. When, and I'm just going to leave it at that and let people's imaginations just really think about that. Get our heads wrapped around this. We are the most heavily dense, educated population in the nation, schools everywhere that are full of students, and we can't find workers, educated workers, and some employers say trained workers. Somebody's got to start asking, well, there's a serious problem here. The data points don't add up. I've got this many schools, which we're subsidizing, by the way, and I can't find any workers. That just doesn't make any sense. And then, but I would suggest as part of the narrative back to where we are with this, their end game, there is an end game, and I believe it's an ugly end game. It's an ugly end game that has to do with an international movement, this globalist movement of the redistribution of wealth or the redistribution of resources that isn't a far-fetched notion anymore. And more people are starting to realize that it's actually happening. And that brings us back to the prosperity part of our, of the campaign. You have the right to prosper from your labors. And under the United States Constitution, you have the right to, you know, do with that wealth, do with that what you worked, labored over for years, do what you will with it, not have people take it and do all kinds of crazy stuff with it. And, oh, by the way, create bureaucracies that never end up actually helping the alleged program that they're trying to develop anyway. It mostly helped a bunch of bureaucrats have a job and never really helped. Because here's the other thing, back to the military stuff and the refugees and what's going on and who's coming. Explain to me, as an intelligence officer, in investigations and working with people as to who, again, who, what, when, where, why am I seeing women and children, mutilated women and children left in refugee camps? Well, 17 to 30-some-odd-year-old men with cell phones that work all the way across international lines, by the way, get on a plane. Why am I witnessing? Explain that to me, Congress. Explain that to me, legislators of the last three decades. Why am I looking at mutilated women?
I agree. I have questions because a lot of the pictures I see of the migrants coming across the Mediterranean out of through Libya from sub-Saharan Africa, it's not only that they're not Iraqi or Syrian or Afghani, it's that they're from countries that I didn't know we had a refugee thing with. And I also noticed that they're all, the boats are all full of military age men. Where are the women and children? If you really are, you know, I don't understand. This is like, it's like an invasion almost.
Yeah. And again, we can probably speculate a great deal as to the end game. I've kind of moved past the speculation, and I've, in the campaign and just with family and friends, I've been gently and quietly and now outspokenly trying to actually visit with people about all of these things going on in a way where I can give them a little bit of a phrase, a little bit of knowledge, where they can go back and talk with their family and friends and not get into a real volatile conversation, but get into a common sense conversation.
Right.
And one of them I use is that most powerful one. It just explain to a mom and dad that's trying to feed their children and they lose benefits. They can't, they're digging quarters out of their couch to pay for milk. And yet someone who knows, and again, most people don't care where the person's from or what color
right.
their skin is. They
exactly.
just see a person getting treated a double standard. You get to keep your benefits, plus you get a waiver, plus you get the job. And I lose my benefits. People are noticing it and people are getting very upset about it. And why our legislators or our community leaders are so out of touch and not realizing, I mean, a couple of things that have been, I've had amazing success across the state, amazing success with people talking about these issues. And very, very few out of the thousands, few are the in vile, disgusting, by the way. Oh, my goodness. The people that try to defend these very illicit programs, they are so vile and violent in their language and their posture
yes.
that it's shocking. And if you ask them to start thinking about it a different way, at least the ones that you can actually visit with, and give them little bits of the truth that they can start changing how they're looking at it, if I do nothing else in this campaign, I'm praying every day that I get people to start telling the truth to each other. That it's okay to stand up for yourself. It's okay to prosper.
Yeah.
It's okay to do with your wealth what you want to do because you are a compassionate person and you're going to find ways to help other people. And we always do. We don't need a bureaucracy or a centralized authority to tell us who we're going to help and when and why. I'm going to make a decision as a parent, as a grandparent, as a husband, as a family member. I'm going to make a decision of when I can help and when I can't. But to just rob me of resources so that you can go carry on with some program that has this end game that we can only guess about, Yeah, I mean, I've just been focusing on the law. It's not lawful. It's against everything that we are in the Constitution. It's against everything we are with regards to Americans and personal property and liberty. It doesn't mean that we lack compassion. It means that we need to step back and start taking a little bit more serious look at what's going on. My analogy that I use quite frequently is an unhealthy family with an abuser in it. Minnesota, especially, and this is happening across the nation, we're an unhealthy family, very unhealthy. We've been standing here for three decades enabling a program, enabling an abuser, and guess what? The enablers have become sicker than the abuser. Because why? Because we stood around for three decades and nobody's saying anything about it. And if you go back to the analogy of an abusive family member who actually someday, what, shoots somebody or does something very horrific to a family member, and then all of a sudden everybody's standing around going, well, you should have said something, or you should have said something, or no, the enablers didn't say a word for 30 years, and now we have a tragedy. That's what's happening to our nation. That's why President Trump is having so much success. That's why so many of us across the Minnesota and across the nation are starting to stand up and speak more freely and speak with freedom in what we're talking about and help people understand that it's okay to stand up and start speaking about this stuff, because what's happening to us is real. We've gone through the press, over the press, around the press, and President Trump and is really capturing that. But you know what? I have to give credit to a lot of people that I've been listening to for years now. The founder of your program, the founder of organizations here in Minnesota, Refugee Watch programs that were treated horribly for years, Dave. Since before the 70s, we've had people questioning what's going on. Wonderful human beings in Minnesota that have been persecuted beyond anyone else's knowledge, and they'll never be recognized for what they did. But they've been fighting for years to get people to listen to them. This, something wrong with this. And I'm just trying to do my best to do in a way what all of you trained me to do in the first place. I'm just carrying on what I was trained to do. And that's to tell the truth, investigate, expose, and then advise good people to do the right thing. And this is what I do day in and day out for many, many years, not only as an educator, a father, and a grandfather, but as an intelligence officer. My job and my oath means everything to me. And to actually tell people the truth about what's going on and hear people starting to resonate with it is inspiring to me. And it's so wonderful, because we are going to make a difference. We're going to get this right.
Well, we are coming up on a 4-minute break, but I just want to say that, you know, people that are listening in other states, you need to take heed, because this isn't just happening in Minnesota, and especially tax states like we are, where the taxes, they're going to run out of money. And
other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new thepowermall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded, with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, and we're talking to Phil Parrish about immigration and refugee resettlement. And this fascinates me so much because I have a heart for people all over the world, but I also really believe in maintaining cultures. I don't understand why, if you bring that up, if you have something against multiculturalism, that makes you a racist or Hitler. And you know, I've spent a lot of time over in Europe, as I'm sure Phil has, and there's something like 30 million Muslims now there. And okay, nothing against Muslim, but what happens since Europe is facing a crisis of their post-Christian civilization through birth control, abortion, sterilization, and suicide? The population over there is aging, shrinking, and dying. And the need for workers to sustain its very generous socialistic health and pension program is something that I think we're kind of right behind them. So I'm wondering, you know, what's going to happen? Is our Constitution and Bill of Rights sustainable in this country? Do these people coming here, do they have an understanding of the Constitution, or do they want to bring their form of government here? And now, I know there's people from other cultures and religions that come here, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, and they're like, oh, yeah, we love the freedom, the Constitution, that's great, and they get it. But there's also groups of people brought here in large groups that probably want to have a caliphate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's true that you have a very large portion of those brought to the United States. They don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand the separation of our United States Constitution, civil court, civil law, as it compares to then our religious liberties, our religious freedoms. We are the greatest nation on earth with regards to understanding that the only way to have religious freedom is to have a civil, secular court,
right,
that is respectful. And when you talk about Islam and you talk about Sharia, Islamic law, no amount of watering it down or telling it that there's moderates or extremists, none of that works when you get down to the writing and practice. Mm-hmm. If you're a practicing Islamist, practicing Sharia, Islamic law, you can't get, you cannot escape the tenet that the court, the will, the law is dependent on Allah's will, period. And
right.
there's no distinction, no matter what anybody wants to sell America, or your family or friends, there's no distinction. That in and of itself leads to the very destruction of, and why I call it the antithesis of the U.S. Constitution, because it is the antithesis. If, I'm just going to, you know, just speak freely about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the greatest freedom fighter ever exist on the face of the earth. He destroyed the popular controlling power with a simple words and simply helping people understand they're free of all that violent, abusive, manipulative, exploitive language and hostile environment that they were all living in. There's a reason why they hate Christ. There's a reason why they hate the Magna Carta. There's a reason why people hate the Constitution, because it frees people, and these people who love control and love power and love this one world order notion, they can't control us because they know that with the Constitution, we are free. We are
right.
free to believe and practice as we choose. They don't want that freedom. And if I would suggest there's an end game, it's those people, no matter what their ideology actually is, whatever their faith may be, they're focused on one thing, and that's controlling the population and getting the population to do as they desire, not allow you to be free to do as you desire. That, to me, is the most simple synopsis of all of this mess. We here in America, we here in our Constitution, in our way of thinking, it's worth protecting. And it's protecting the very people that claim they're trying to protect others. And that's, you know, that's my core. That's to the core of why I do what I do, is to protect people. And it's why millions of Americans do what they do, is to protect people and allow them to be free. You have the right to screw it all up and get it wrong. You have the right to get it right. And nobody has the right to come along and take it all away from you. I mean, how many years, how many political systems, how many generations do we have to repeat this? It's like somebody just took all the textbooks and, by the way, altered them or removed them. By the way, in the last previous presidency, tried to alter all the textbooks and say, well, no, none of those bad things ever really happened.
Well, yeah. they've been kind of, this has been an incremental thing. I mean, Obama was just icing on the cake as far as I'm concerned, but it's been going on for quite a few years, and we're going to bump up against another break right here, so about a 4-minute break, and we'll be back and continue this very interesting discussion.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And we're back to the Power Hour. We're finishing up here with Phil Parrish, and we're talking about refugee resettlement and what this means to America in the long term. You know, I really don't care what color somebody is, what religion they are, what their culture is. I mean, the magic of America's melting pot has worked pretty well over the years. But, you know, I don't ever really like to say that we're a Christian nation. What I like to say, because that sounds like we're legislating Christianity, like you have to be a Christian. What I like to say is we're a nation founded on biblical principles, Christian principles. But I don't care where people come from or what color they are, but don't mess with my Constitution. Do not mess with my Bill of Rights. And, you know, I blame the politicians in this country, and I blame the American people for being asleep at the wheel. And they're not paying attention to what's going on. And most people aren't even taught the Constitution anymore. In fact, it'd be really nice over in those refugee camps, instead of teaching them how to game the system, if they taught them Constitution vocational classes. You know, we may get some converts to real Americanism, you know, just through that. But I want to ask you a little bit about an experience you had recently, if you don't mind talking about it. The gal that wrote to you that wanted to have interfaith dialogue. Would you mind talking a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I'm happy to talk about it.
Well, I mean, as I understood it, you gave a talk down in Rochester, Minnesota, to a group that had people that were converted from Muslim to Christianity, and this woman got wind of it, and she is the founder and executive director of Community Interfaith Dialogue on Islam. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. She was taken issue with the fact that I attended this conference where two amazing gentlemen who walked away from Islam and became born-again Christians. She took issue with that and decided that I needed to come and talk to a real Muslim, a real practicing, her word, practicing Islamist. And I said, I don't want to have a faith dialogue. That's not what this is about for me. This is about the Constitution. In fact, I went so far as to summarize in my most recent press release, maybe we should stop asking questions about faith dialogue and start having conversations about the law.
Yes.
And that's what this is really needs to be about. If people want the racism, the hate, the strife to go away, you know, maybe we start talking to each other like human beings, regardless of color.
Yes.
We start talking about the law, and instead of all this religious motivated hot button that people love to get all upset about. I think I'm starting to believe that some people just like being upset. They get very happy about being upset, you know, because
True. This
is a stuff about the law. You summarized it very well. We don't want a theocracy here. Whether you're Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, we don't want a theocracy in America. The whole purpose of our Constitution was formed out of knowledge of how messed up other nations have been for decades, thousands of years before. These people were smart people. They knew what they were doing. And to disparage it or put it aside and say that it was just an experiment is such a catastrophe. It's just insane. I don't even like anymore referring to it as the American experiment. It wasn't an experiment. These people knew from hundreds of years of experience and knowledge, reading and direct sight of other governments and how they operated. And they formed a constitution that, although it may be imperfect here and there, that's what's perfect about it. It allows for the fact that we are all free and imperfect and human beings. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to get up and we're going to try again. And no centralized authority is ever going to fix that human condition. And that's the whole point. So I told her, I don't want a faith dialogue. And apparently that didn't sit very well. So now people have been calling for me to be removed from the governor's ticket, be removed as a Republican. They're calling for Republicans to condemn me. I even got
because first of all, you know, I mean, that's your choice to meet with her or not. I mean, I don't know. It might be kind of interesting because you might be able to kind of witness to her in the way of having her help her understand how Sharia law can never take precedence over the Constitution. And I don't know. Who knows? You may win somebody over. But that is not her job to try to usurp someone. Because there's obviously an agenda at work.
Right. And to the arrogance, to the petulant arrogance, by the way, I'm going to get even stronger, that to think that she can ask me to be removed from the political landscape. I'm not a politician. I'm a leader. I'm a parent.
Right.
I'm a grandfather. I'm a military intelligence officer. And the fact is, you think you're going to come along and, subvert the Constitution with some foreign law, and get people to try and remove me from the Republican Party ticket or ballot. It's a level of arrogance and insanity that people need to stand up and say, no, enough is enough. Enough of this silliness. This isn't about religion. This is a political ideology. She proved it's a political ideology in even the precept of her conversation or her initial email to me, because of the very way she formed the question. She completely bypassed any discussion of religion. It was a disingenuous request in the first place.
Well, that's right, and I think that's where people don't understand the difference between the religion, the Muslim religion, and the whole political movement of Islam. And those are kind of, of course they overlap, and of course they're into the same thing, but there are many sects of Muslims, and I have talked to Muslims, and I understand, you know, I know Muslims that wouldn't even dream of, you know, of a caliphate or anything like that. But as you said, if you're following Sharia as your political government, then you have no choice. That is what has to be. And these people aren't questioned or vetted before they come here. And if there's great enough numbers of them, they will eventually overtake. Now, am I paranoid? Is that I'm not being Minnesota nice? I mean, I don't know. I'm older. I don't have children. Sometimes I'm very glad I don't have children. But it scares me to think that we're going to lose. Our country is not perfect. But nothing like this has ever been accomplished, really, in the history of the world, the freedoms.
We have nothing to be ashamed of in America. Sure, we've made mistakes, but we have nothing to be ashamed of. We should be very proud, you know, and to avoid all of the emotional garbage that surrounds the whole religious and race discussions, just focus on the law with your family and friends. What would happen if you and I set up some kind of court on my property and we're going to punish people separate from the state authorities or the federal government authorities? Oh, by the way, there's a movie coming out that revisited that whole fiasco called Waco, Texas. I'm being a little bit sarcastic on purpose, because do we really learn from mistakes? It's ridiculous to think that we have a community that's being enabled to set up separate courts outside of our courts within our own jurisdiction of Minnesota. And we're supposed to be okay with that, when what they're doing for punishments, you and I would go to prison for. That in and of itself needs to be the primary focal point of the discussion. You can't go around setting up a separate culture to the extent that you have a separate court system that punishes people in a manner where the rest of the citizens in that state would go to prison for that type of punishment. That's a level of blind, I don't know what to call it. It's a level of blind complicity that is shocking. If people are just so tired and so overworked and so fixated on, you know, we got to Friday, thank goodness we made it through another week, and we just have fun all weekend and then start over again. They don't have the time to pay attention. I don't know. But the idea that millions of Americans and millions of Minnesotans are standing here, really, if they give themselves a moment to think about it and back up and say, wait a minute, why the double standard? Why would I go to prison for that kind of behavior when they're setting up a whole separate court system and participating in behaviors that you and I would be punished for? It's craziness. I don't know what else to say about it. It's just insane.
Again, it has to start in the home and in the local schools, that the Constitution and the law has to be taught, because if no one knows any better, it's just like these poor kids are taught they come from slime, you know, and then they're all put on medication, and, you know, you wonder why our society is deteriorating. And I mean, these are people that are going to be the future leaders and run the country, and this is far from the greatest generation that, you know, our parents, you know, and our grandparents.
The most wonderful thing my father ever told me was, people generally want to meet expectations. The way we treat our children in this day and age is we treat them like we expect them to be monsters and stupid and just, you know, we're just
arrogant. Exactly. We're coming up on a break still. Please hold that thought.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And we're back with Phil Parrish, and we're on our last segment here, Phil, and I'm going to just say a couple things here. I want to give out your website, parrish4minnesota.com, but it's parrish, the number 4, and then mn.com, parrish4mn.com. And if you want to check out Phil's website and check out his issues and policies, and there's even a donate button. And, of course, we've had on the Power Hour, we've had Michael Snyder on from the state of Idaho. He's running for Congress. Sheriff Richard Mack is running for Congress in the state of Arizona. And I think it's important that we get the word out, because I want to tell everybody that it's time to get involved. We let other people do the work that we should be doing. And if everybody just went to their local, you know, caucus or primary, Go and find out who's running for office, who's running for your state legislature, who's running for governor in your state, who's running for Congress or Senate. Find out what they stand for. And if they are standing for the things that we believe in with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, give them $10 or $20. I know a lot of us don't have a lot of spare change around, but every little bit helps because a lot of these guys, like Mr. Parrish here, isn't depending on these big donors that give hundreds of thousands of dollars to get them in office to then extract political favors afterwards. We want it to be about we the people once again, not we the corporations, not we the big donors. It becomes a very much of a good old boys club, and we have to get back to local communities and local elections. So find out who your people are. Send them money. Send Phil money. Find out who's going to be the one that supports the Constitution. And Phil, on that note, what I'd really like, we've really kind of covered this immigration issue, and because Minnesota is pretty high up there in the taxation state, and this has become a big issue because of President Trump's new tax plan, and I was wondering if you would speak a little bit to the states like Minnesota who have high income taxes, and what the people can, you know, how we can push back a little bit with that. Because I'm not even saying that a state has to become completely tax-free, although I believe that taxation on income is basically theft. But what can people do to push back on our legislatures about shaving some percentage points off of that?
Right. Yeah, because it's not just the income tax, and that's what's really getting the attention of so many people across Minnesota. They're starting to realize that the taxation schemes, and I say that phrase in a very specific way, the taxation schemes come at us from every direction. Everything that we do, everything that we read, everything we have fun with, everything that we do with our families, everything is taxed in so many different ways. And yet, here's the part that really disturbs everyone. The government or the legislators essentially are complicit in allowing people to pick and choose winners and losers for us. We have some vehicles that get rebates that are to what? Under the intention of trying to change the demographic of what people drive? No, it's actually choosing winners and losers of companies over another company. I mean, these kinds of a lack of representation from the people, that's what's making all of us upset. So we're going to, as governor, we're going to try to remove every single mandate and regulation that's standing in your way of your personal prosperity that I can legally do, we're going to do from day one. We're going to get on board with visiting with legislators about making sure that money that's intended for roads and bridges actually gets spent on roads and bridges and that you don't come up with another taxation scheme. Oh, by the way, we spent the money somewhere else, so we got to give you another scheme and not tell you the truth so that we can make up for all that budget of the money we spent that we didn't tell you the truth about. Those kinds of notions go on every single day. And we can stop it. We can end it. We don't have to be cynical anymore. We don't have to say, oh, politicians, they're all just corrupt. And there's nothing we can do. Well, we can do something. And you're right, Marilyn, the way you introed it is perfect. We got to get out there and help the people that are trying to do this, real citizens trying to do this. We are one of the most purest grassroots programs in the entire state of Minnesota. Our people are all volunteers, and we're covering the state from every line of the state that you can imagine, and we're doing it on our own pennies. We'd be doing this even if we weren't running for governor. There's so many of us really caring and concerned, and we can make a difference. I've been minimized, I've been told I'm not, no name recognition, I've been marginalized by political elite, and guess what? We keep coming up stronger. Even when they come out with a false poll or a fake poll out of the fake media, we come up stronger every day. And people are starting to notice it, and that's part of why the elite are trying to push back on us, saying, oh, we need to remove him from the ballot. Well, why? Because they're actually scared. They're actually getting nervous. Wait a minute. There's a lot of Minnesotans that are starting to get the picture here that something's wrong. They're going to lose the narrative this time. The citizen, the average citizen, hardworking Minnesotan is standing up and they've had enough. and we're going to win the narrative this time. We're going to win the argument. We're going to win the race this time, because they've had enough and they're starting to see that they've been lied to and exploited for a long time.
Well, what you're doing, and Donald Trump did this, and other candidates that have been in the past, including people like Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul, that when you're marginalized like that, but you're still in the running, of course, but you're bringing subjects up that they don't want brought up, and that holds right. their feet to the fire. And it's really frightening for them, because they've been had the go along to get along thing for so long. I mean, this is nationally I'm talking. I'm not pointing fingers at any one particular person, but I've seen this in other states that I've lived in, and it's the same old story over and over again. There's an anointed one or two, and you know, it's the same good old boys or girls or whatever. And they're in the system. They're politicians. They're part of the establishment, and they really don't get. They're all bought. They're purchased. I always like to say they're purchased, and they don't. And it's not that they have malicious intent. It's just that who you gonna go for after you get elected? Who do you owe? Right.
Right. And that's where we come in, and we don't owe anybody anything except for the American citizen, the Minnesota citizen, the hardworking. You know, one of the a note that actually fits with this, I get advised all the time about voting block, voting block, voting block, voting block. Wait a minute. If you want all that race baiting to stop, just think about this. It's a mom. It's a dad. They're working their butts off. That's your voting block. It's the hardworking Minnesotans who are working every day to pay your bureaucratic mess. They're the voting block. Stop talking down to them. Stop talking about them like they're some separate category or some separate race or some separate religion. They're human beings.
Get and we're coming up to the end of the show here.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
And I appreciate you coming on, and thank you, and Godspeed to you, Phil. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, ma'am. Wonderful. Godspeed.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
True pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.